from KQED.
Well, the manhunt is over and the body of suspected murderer Christopher Dorner has been positively identified. Dorner's alleged murder spree left four people dead, including two officers. Three others were injured. But the allegations by the former Los Angeles police officer against the LAPD are opening some old wounds, especially in the black community. In an online manifesto, Dorner alleged he was unjustly fired from the LAPD after reporting that a fellow officer kicked a mentally ill suspect. Dorner, who was black, also accused officers of using racial slurs. Meanwhile, the LA Police Department is moving forward with a review into Dorner's dismissal back in 2008. We're joined by Connie Rice, a civil rights attorney in Los Angeles. She's represented many black officers over the years who have sued the LAPD. Ms. Rice, given your own experience as a civil rights attorney, do any of Dorner's allegations ring true to you?
Yes, they do. And when I read the manifesto, my heart sank. But I also know that the LAPD of today is not Daryl Gates' LAPD, and it's not the LAPD that my clients had to battle. We're quite a ways away from the days when the leadership of LAPD actually condoned and embraced openly racist, misogynistic, anti-Semitic behavior.
And yet his allegations seem to have struck a raw nerve in the city, especially in the black community. You know, he's been called on some social media postings, have said his actions were wrong, but they clearly sympathized with him. Some have called him a hero. Are you surprised by these responses?
No, not at all. And, you know, for the next 20 years, every time there's a high-profile incident, we should expect to see the kind of residual community memory of LAPD to come to the fore, because there was a war between LAPD and the black community in LA, and the abuse and the emasculation and the mass humiliation that LAPD inflicted on the black community is not going to disappear. Those feelings about that mistreatment are not going to disappear overnight.
Police Chief Charlie Beck says he's going to open an inquiry into Dorner's firing. And Beck made this announcement while speaking with CBS, and we have a little bit of tape explaining his decision. Let's listen to that.
I'm not doing this to appease him. I'm doing this so that the community has faith in what the police department does. And I'm going to make a rigorous inspection to either validate or refute his claims, and we'll make that inspection public.
So what impact do you think this review might have on, you know, people's skepticism about the LAPD?
I think the chief needs to take this moment and create the teaching moment of life. And he can stand up and look at the public and say, whether we can ever figure out definitively what happened to Dorner, here's what I do know. I'm a white officer, and I grew up with my black LAPD brothers, and I know what they went through. And he can lay out that history in a raw, honest way. And then he can say, those days are over. We're not having that anymore. And I'm here to pledge to you that the ghosts of LAPD's past are dead.
And yet during the manhunt for Dorner, two innocent women were shot without warning. Their truck was riddled with bullets by police. And there was also this decision to use a highly flammable canister on Dorner, which we think led to the burning of the cabin. This can't build confidence in the city.
Well, no. I mean, but those are separate issues. One is a total panic situation. I think those cops can kiss their careers away. You're supposed to be a professional, and you're not supposed to panic like that, and they did. So that's one issue. Anytime you have a takedown of a suspect like this, it's not going to end nicely for anybody. And those canisters of hot tear gas, they always set stuff on fire. You know, I know about the conspiracy theories in the community and so forth, but I found nothing tactically unusual about anything they did. If anything, they were extremely conservative. I expected them to shoot him down in cold blood. I really did. And they would have been in their rights to do so.
So just one last question. Let's look forward. In your mind, what does LAPD need to do to improve its policing? If you could point to one or two things that, you know, kind of next steps.
They need a course taught in the academy that's entitled Why They Hate Us. There are young cops in LAPD today who are very confused by the community seeing T-shirts supporting Dorner and bumper stickers supporting Dorner, because they don't know the history of LAPD. They don't know that LAPD used to make a sport of hunting black people. And so that needs to be taught. The second thing is that they need to change their discipline system. I have written a report before that said they needed to get rid of the Board of Rights system, and they needed to get rid of their... It's a very incestuous, politicized system that doesn't look for facts, doesn't try to figure out what happened in a certain situation given any complaint that they're trying to adjudicate. Further down the line and away and apart from this incident, the Community Safety Partnership Police, these are cops who are problem-solving cops. They are solving the problems of poor communities, and the community reveres them. That's what we need to expand, and that's the work of the future.
All right, Ms. Rice, thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Connie Rice is a civil rights attorney based in Los Angeles.